Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Googly Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of October, 2016. All the best Google news, because that's pretty much what it is. It'll be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Could go over that a little bit today. There's a lot of Google stuff. As you know, Google had their little keynote today that was about as enjoying to watch as paint dry. But nonetheless, there was some pretty good products that did get unveiled yesterday, including a lot of stuff we already kind of knew about, particularly starting off things with the Pixel phone. Now, of course, the phone will be available in a 5-inch or 5.5-inch display, and both will have that 2.5D Corning Gorilla Glass 4 on the front display, and will also have back glass to accent that aerospace-grade aluminum body. I gotta say, it actually does look pretty slick. Looks pretty nice. Looks very Apple-ish, but it looks really nice. Other things we're going to see, well, say you're really down to your last little drop of battery, and you need a quick charge to get you 7 hours, well, that'll take about 15 minutes to do that. Pretty impressive. We've yet to see it really out in the wild doing its thing, but here's hoping. Of course, the whole big keynote was talking about the Google Assistant, and of course, you're going to have that on board with the Pixel phone. Pretty much all you got to say is, okay, Google, and off you go. Asking pretty much whatever's on your mind. Play a YouTube video, how's the traffic looking, what's the weather like, you know, kind of much what we've been used to, except this is actually pretty accurate, I gotta say. One thing that was touted in the keynote for Google, though, is its camera on the Pixel phone. According to their DxO Mark mobile score, they got 89, which the iPhone right now, which is touted to having the best mobile camera, only got an 86. Plus, Google kind of did stick it in the keynote, saying, hey, our camera doesn't have a little protrusion on the back. Speaking of that camera, it's a 12.3 megapixel camera featuring an f2.0 aperture and a big 1.55 micron pixels to capture lots and lots of light. Pre-order is starting right now as I'm sitting here telling you all about this stuff and is available currently in silver, black, and a limited edition only for US, Really Blue. That's what they're calling it, Really Blue. You can get your pre-order started right now if you're living in the US, UK, Canada, Germany, or Australia. Other things we got to see, of course, in the keynote yesterday, a lot of hardware. I mean, it really is focused on hardware, including the Daydream Believer. Oh, sorry, I got into a monkey's twist there. The Daydream View VR. And the thing is actually only going to set you back about $79. Google says this thing only weighs about 220 grams, and they wanted to make it stylish, like something you'd really want to wear. Another thing they said they wanted to do is make it very easy to use. So pretty much just plop in your phone, lock it up, and away you go with your VR experience. Another thing the Daydream View came with was a little controller. The controller has a bunch of sensors inside, you know, so you could act, I don't know, they were talking about some game with a wand and magical and Harry Potter stuff crap. Apparently that can act as a wand and it can do other things too. Now right now Daydream is only available in one color, it's kind of basically gray. But Google says they will add snow and crimson colors later this year. You can't pre-order it today, however, though. Pre-order actually opens up on the 20th, and you should start seeing it probably on store shelves sometime in November. More hardware from Google, of course, was the Google Chromecast 4K, or better said, Chromecast Ultra. And yes, the rumors were true. It's going to set you back about $69. But they are guaranteeing you will be able to stream 4K content, such as YouTube stuff, Netflix, and other platforms that carry 4K content right now, right on over to your television. Of course, as long as it supports 4K. Now, Google's also saying that the Chromecast Ultra, regardless if you have a 4K TV or not, it's the fastest Chromecast ever, stating it will load videos 1.8 times faster than your standard Chromecast right now. This basically in thanks to better Wi-Fi connectivity. Thank goodness, because sometimes you sit there with your Chromecast now, oh, where's my router? Again, another product you can't get today will actually be released in November in the US and supposedly 15 other countries around the world. And with that, we move on to more products that just Google-fies your home. Google announced their own little Wi-Fi device for about $129. It'll be out just in time for Christmas. And what Google is saying sets this apart from your current Wi-Fi setup is this one actually is designed for your home to go around corners and that kind of stuff. Well, kind of, as long as you have about three or four of them around. This little disc-like device will handle your Wi-Fi networking automatically, meaning basically you set it up, you don't have to worry about it. Now, if you don't have a big house or a big place, one will probably do you fine for $129. However, though, if you've got a big-ass place, there's a three-pack for you for $299. And ending things off in this Google-packed show is, of course, Google Home, which is basically their answer to Amazon Amazon's Echo. Personally, looking at it right now, it looks like an air freshener. Again, it's going to set you back about $129 and provide you your smart home speaker. Google's saying that the quality of the microphone is so good in this thing, you can tell it to say, "Okay, Google, play so-and-so from way across the room," and it will actually pick up your voice. And no, if you're just wondering if it works with YouTube or Google Play Music, no, it actually is going to support Spotify, Pandora, and even iHeartRadio very soon. Sorry, no, it won't support Apple Music, and I doubt it ever will. So yeah, that pretty much wraps up your Google event from yesterday. If it wasn't for the presenters, I would actually say it felt very Apple-ish. Lots of hardware. And definitely what appears to be a new direction for Google. Finally, of course we couldn't let your "and finally" be a Google thing. Nah, I'm sure by now you're Googled out. So this is for all of our Back to the Future fans. You know those cool Nike Mag shoes? Yes, I'm talking about those self-lacing sneakers, you know, the futuristic things. Well, you want one? Well, you better get in on a raffle. Now, yes, these things have been kind of a work in progress since 2011. And you might remember just last year, we actually got Michael J. Fox to actually try on a pair of them to actually see them self-lace up. Now, you might be able to self-lace them up yourself. So how does it work? Well, Nike has opened up an online raffle for people who have a chance to win a pair of these things. Mind you, it's still going to cost you money. At least it's for a good cause, though. No, the money won't be going into Nike's pocket, thank goodness. I think they got enough already. It will actually be going to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which, of course, is going all for the main goal, hopefully we'll see it in our lifetime, of curing Parkinson's disease. Now, before you make that donation, you better check your feet size. Men's sizes are available in 7, 9, 11, and 13. All of this fun opens up starting October 11th, and then we all should know the winner by October 17th. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, of course, is the destination for everything that's BTN. Get on over there, check out the website, get subscribed to all the podcasts, too. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out in our BTN Slack room. That's at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning on Friday. Yes, no Thursday edition. But we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours, but until Friday comes, hope you have a fantastic hump day, and thank you as always for listening.